must break the cycle of violence.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
It is essential.
For returning to great speeches and interviews on Access Sacramento and The Voice, I'm Steve Lerman. If you're just joining this broadcast, we're listening to The Global Meltdown and The Big Picture. Cristina Figueres, Executive Secretary of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, talks with Greg Dalton about international climate change negotiations.
On Stranded Assets, Bill McKibben is out there talking about unburnable fuel carbon on the balance sheets of fossil fuel companies. It's one thing for an activist to say that. And then HSBC, one of the world's largest banks, also came out with a report saying if the world is serious about staying below 2 degrees Celsius of warming, a lot of these assets will become stranded assets. So when a bank says it, it has a lot more resonance than an activist for some people. We got 5 minutes left. Let's get a couple of questions in. Yes, sir. Welcome to Climate One.
Rafael Friedman. We go back many years. I don't know if you remember. I think we're hearing the same thing. Governments are trying. The UN is trying. You mentioned the private sector. How are we getting the private sector to see it's in their interest? There's definitely some private companies that have realized they're making a lot of money out of this, either by improving the efficiency of their products and their processes. But there's a lot, the ones that like the BRICS and want to stay with the BRICS, that will oppose it. And they will try to get these stranded assets to not be stranded assets. So how are we working at Davos or places of that nature to get more of the private enterprise to realize, get on with it, like your daughter says, because you're not going to be around if society is not viable. And that's where we're going.
Christiana Figueres?
It's very true, but I take heart in that every day I do see more companies that are waking up, and they're waking up first. And here's the process of the wake up. Okay, the first step of the wake ups, where they're just barely opening up their eyes in the morning, is they realize they are using an inordinate amount of energy that is unnecessary, and they wake up and they go, wait a minute, you know, I could do a heck of a lot of energy efficiency measures that is actually going to affect my bottom line positively. So they start with the non-regrets measures of energy efficiency. And you can, you know, name the companies down. I mean, we, you know, thousands of companies are actually moving forward with their energy efficiency because it makes such inordinate sense. Then they move in the second step to go, okay, now we've done that. Now, can we actually talk to other companies to do the same? Because it is in everybody's interest to stabilize the grids in view of growth. So then they begin to make that contagious to other companies. And then they begin to look at, well, if we're going to move in there, isn't this something that we should actually be investing in? So not just looking up and down the value chain, because Walmart is a very good example, right? I mean, they did their own energy efficiency there, but they also looked up and down their value chain and they said, we will only buy from companies that are being responsible. And then they took the next step to say, and now we're going to invest ourselves into clean technology. So they go through these three steps. So I call them sort of the wake up steps. And I fully agree with you that there are not enough companies doing that and that we need to herd the cats quickly. But it's coming. It's coming. It's just, you know, I share your frustration because we're walking in the right direction, but we should be running in that direction, not just walking.
Last question. Yes, sir. Welcome to Climate One.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Madam Secretary, for sharing your perspective today. I'm Dave Masson with Citizens Climate Lobby, and we have an idea for bringing down global emissions without having to work quite as hard for international agreements.
Well, good. In that case, I can go home. I've been wanting to go home for a long time.
I'd like to know what you think of it. The U.S. goes first by Congress passing a carbon tax, which is not really costly to the U.S. in the aggregate because all revenue is returned to citizens. This carbon tax would be accompanied by carbon content-based tariffs at our borders for countries wanting to import to us who don't have comparable carbon pricing. These countries, when they see their exporters facing these tariffs, decide to enact their own carbon taxes, keeping revenue within their own borders. So U.S. goes first. Other countries follow with carbon tax systems, global emissions come down. Does that sound feasible to you, providing we can get the Congress to go along?
Small little caveat there at the end. Okay.
Well, I love the solution in particular because I can go home to Costa Rica, sit at the beach, you know, and just wait for the results. So I would welcome that. I ask you, do you think it's politically realistic to have a carbon tax in the United States? I wish it were. I come from a country that has had a carbon tax for 20 years. There are other countries that have a carbon tax, but is it realistic in the United States? And what would we? And since the answer is no, the other question is, what would have to change to make that realistic? Or if there's not going to be a carbon tax, at least how do we move to a carbon price? And I think there, California is already taking the lead because there is a mechanism to establish a price. And there's a mechanism to establish a price now burgeoning all around the world. And the United States will have to, at some point, join and actually also have a carbon price, whether it's through a carbon tax or whether it's through anything else. And there are many ways of establishing a carbon price. But eventually, we are going to have to move to a carbon price around the world. Now, if you can figure out how to make a carbon tax in the United States, you know, go through, I am your best fan.
We have to end it there. Our thanks to Christiana Figueres, Executive Secretary of the United Nations Climate Convention. I'm Greg Dalton. Thank you for coming to Climate One today.
You can listen to great speeches and interviews on accesssacramento.org, or you can go to greatspeechesandinterviews.blogspot.com.
I like to do a song of great social and political import. It goes like this. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Dialing for dollars is trying to find me. I wait for delivery each day until 3. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? I'm counting on you, Lord. Please don't let me down. Prove that you love me and buy the next round. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? Everybody, oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. So, oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? That's it.
Your brother's bound and gagged, and they've chained him to a chair. Won't you please come to Chicago just to sing? In a land that's known as freedom, how can such a thing be fair? Won't you please come to Chicago for the help that we can bring? We can change the world. We are ready.
gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them? Disregard a broken bottle top and a one man flow. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one got to know. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his way.
Boxes on the sand. They blow up and then you clap your hands. But the people that were here did you think of it? You know, the stuff films on the nightly news with all the expert point of view. The snuff films on the nightly news with all the expert point of view. The crosshairs make it look so clean and neat. Grab the popcorn, come on, take a seat. The captain calibrates the fix and it dials in the track. The stealth machine is a working fine. It fools the brown guys every time. The stealth machine is working fine. It fools the brown guys every time. So it's bombs away and roll a video. The vector's locked and so he turns to go. The captain's thinking bars look good with his wings. And the silver shape is a gliding down for the target in the town. The silver shape is gliding down for the target in the town. Child turns to face the sudden sound. A flash of light, what's happened to the ground? And then she's flying high like the captain in the sky. Oh, but when she lands, she's a very still. It's accidental, if you will. But when she lands, she's very still. It's accidental, if you will. Roll a tape, the graphics are sublime. They play between the traffic and the time. But how many pairs of eyes shut as hard as stone while you watch the captain soar and you shout it out for more? While you watch the captain soar and you shout it out for more. The buildings look like boxes on the sand.
Thank you. Work it out with me, baby. Work it out with me, baby. Cutting my way. Only time will tell if I'm right or I am wrong. Why is it your way? There's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out. Baby, what you say? You can get it wrong. I still think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out or get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out. Woo! 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 We can work it out. Oh, we can work it out. Can you work it out, baby, baby? We can work it out. Oh, yeah! We can work it out. Work it, work it, work it, work it out.
That's all, folks.